Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 17, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released July 30th and 31st, 2003.
Nazarene, our friend Kathy in Minnesota is back with this thought-provoking question. If a person is born a hermaphrodite, has both male and female sexual organs, as well as egg and sperm, and they grow up without any surgery to become one sex or the other, then which sex should this person be able to have sexual relations with in his or her life? Can this person be a homosexual as well as heterosexual and enjoy both female and male partners sexually and still be accepted by God since God made them that way?
This is a very rare occurrence, Kathy. Demetrius actually met one such person as this in his lifetime. And the answer is basically simple. The female part of this person can have male companionship, and the male part of this person can have female companionship. But the male part cannot have male companionship, and the female part cannot have female companionship. It is as simple as that. Each part of this person's needs, according to God's wishes, can be fulfilled, and it would be perfectly acceptable. But when this individual entered into homosexual activity, if that should happen, that would be unacceptable to God. Both aspects of this person's physical nature can be legitimately fulfilled by a person of that opposite sex, but any association with a person of the same sex is wrong. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, Kathy. This is a very complicated question, but I think I made God's point on the issue.
Wow, Nazarene, I can't imagine how people cope with being like that.
How do you cope with being like you are, Laura, and having your special talents and abilities? Because God gives you the power to do so.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Pauly. You can check it out online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/cv/links.htm. And best of all, it's free.
And here's Jesus. Kathy in Minnesota asked, Nazarene, if you would sing in a musical, would you sing through Gerald? Or would you just be singing in the afterlife? Since you say your singing voice was very good in your day. But does Gerald have a singing voice good enough to sound the same? Because when Gerald is channeling you, he still sounds like Gerald.
This question could give you a headache, Kathy. No, I could not come through Gerald and do an entire musical. That would be virtually impossible. I'd probably kill him. I would have to do such a performance in the afterlife. I might be able to come through and sing the songs and record them and put out something in that manner, but as you say, when I come through Demetrius, I do not change my voice that much to keep from harming him, and we need to keep him in as good a condition as possible. We need him for a lot longer, but I understand what you are saying. It would be very, very difficult. People do not understand the strain of doing this work and the tremendous burden it puts on the person that we are speaking through. I've tried to get my voice a little bit different so it would be a little bit more identifiable, but in this language, I talk very much like Demetrius, so it is very, very hard for me to make any noticeable change. Demetrius' singing voice is fairly good. He needs a little practice. He doesn't have enough time. But I think he could do a good job, but most of the work I think would be in the afterlife.
Yeah, we both need a bit of practice singing here, Nazarene. Good idea that you would keep it in the afterlife, for now anyway.
God's powers are mighty, Alora, but sometimes it is simply best not to test them.
We'll be back again.